The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bluebird mothers dote over their boys. They provide them with plenty to eat and treat them better than other males. Understandably, the boys hang around into early birdhood. But if the family wealth disappears, they bolt like spoiled brats. Western bluebirds like to live in oak trees, and while young females leave the nest in late summer, their brothers tend to stay at home through winter and into the next nesting season. The male fledglings sometimes stay on their parents' territory, living in cohesive groups where they sleep together in a cavity or a nest box or tucked into a ball of mistletoe. In much of their range, about one half of the male fledglings stay near home. However, scientists have found that only 8% of the young males stayed on in areas where prime roosting and nesting sites disappeared. In areas where those resources were gone, the majority of the birds flew off to find their own territory. Or to put it more simply, for bluebirds, inherited wealth promotes family stability. Such a result was predicted by theories of both human and bird behavior. The idea that resource wealth promotes delayed dispersal supports studies of cooperatively breeding birds and helps expand our theoretical understanding of the evolution of human social behavior.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.